The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Pastor's Podcast. And this particular podcast, I want to think about the challenge of the pastor and mission. One of the challenges for all pastors is that we want to see our churches grow. And we want to see people coming to know Jesus and be saved and added to the church. And, of course, that does fulfil part of the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus, when he was talking about end times, he made it very clear that the gospel would be preached throughout all nations and then the end would come. And therefore, to think about, again, words of Jesus, that you'll receive power, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. What I really want to just encourage is this, is that as leaders in a local church, of course it's important to consider how can we grow. How can we relate to the community around us? How can we bring the good news of Jesus to the people just on our doorstep where we are? And of course, there are many ways that we can do that. And in terms of our motto text, watch your life and doctrine closely, it's very important that people are living the gospel, demonstrating that Jesus makes a difference, through their attitudes, through their lives, through the way they handle difficulties, disasters even, as well as good times, we need to show that Jesus truly makes a difference. But one of the things that concerns me greatly is that we can be so preoccupied with what's in front of us that we can fail to see that wider world that Jesus has called us to reach. This wider world is part of the Great Commission. It's the key area. We are to look far, far wider than just what's right in front of us. Now, how can we do that? Well, I feel that for every church to have mission on its agenda is important. I'm not suggesting that every church has every country of the world as a goal to reach, because clearly that will not be very realistic. It will cause all sorts of difficulties. However, I believe that first we should have a prayer life in our churches which does encompass the whole world, that we never say we will not pray for certain parts. No, we're going to pray for every part. We're going to pray for the persecuted church. We're going to pray for churches that are trying to operate in countries where there are many pressures against them, not necessarily just persecution. There can be economic pressures. There can be pressures in terms of the sociological makeup of a country, that there can be groups of people who either have another religion, or even if they have something of the Christian religion, they've not been taught to evangelize. They've just had the closed mentality that I was describing earlier. So I think to be active in prayer for all parts of our world is one way that we can fulfill this great commission, to be deeply committed to bringing all of the different situations. I don't think we should be driven by the news, because sometimes we discover that things in the news are not actually true, and that there can be stories about problems, difficulties, and then we find out that someone has exaggerated it. And yet at the same time, to be alert, to be aware, and to seek to come and pray for God's people. You know, when you hear of trouble, whether it's an earthquake that's hit a country, or whether it's some other disaster, it's so good to say, Lord, bless the church in that country, bless believers who are seeking to stand up for Jesus in the midst of this troubled time. That is something that we can do. We can pray. I think it's also important as a pastor to be very aware of where God has laid certain things on the hearts of people. Now, again, I'm not saying that we can pursue and follow everything, but if someone in your church is saying, I've got a heart for Africa, I've got a heart for this particular country, it's very important for the leadership to weigh that very carefully. Sometimes people can go with our blessing, but we can't get behind them. We can't raise offerings for every single venture that someone might want to go on. But at the same time, we can have an attitude which says, I'm going to encourage this. I will not discourage this. I'm not going to squash this. But of course, it's also important as a pastor and a leadership in a local church to see whether God is laying upon your heart a particular part of the world that as a church you can seek to minister into. As I said, it's not going to be possible to send everybody everywhere, and it's not going to be possible to raise funds for every part of the world. But I believe prayerfully God can reveal this is somewhere that this church should be involved. This is an area of the wider world where we should be looking to support in practical ways as well as preaching the gospel. What we're saying is the bottom line is that we must not just look at our own immediate situation. Lift up your eyes, see that the wider world must be reached, and seriously ask God how you can be part of this wider vision. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.